All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to my podcast. It's been a very intriguing week. I've been under a lot of pressure to get things done, and it's really pushed me forward to where I really want to be. I know I'm not anywhere near as where I want to be, you know, for my overall goals, but, you know, everything, you have to start with the process, and it's not going to be easy, but you just know that it's going to make sense. So I'm really going to keep this podcast short, just because I have a lot to do. And there's just a lot of things that I've been learning this week. It's been so intense and just really overwhelming. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I just need to write this all down. I need to understand it, with the strategies that, I'm given. And really just understand my purpose. And being overwhelmed creates inaction. So to first start out your day, always commit with a decision. This was critical to a winner's mindset, and it's very hard to stay dedicated when you're overwhelmed. I've realized this with my own boyfriend, because he is very overwhelmed right now, and I'm just trying to keep myself afloat. And with his mentality and what he says to me sometimes in the morning is very effective, and I try to not let it, you know, get to me. But now I understand, like, I'm the one who has to create a better environment for myself, and I'm the one that has to do everything for myself, because in the long run, it's going to create better outcomes for me, and it's going to create a more lively environment with the person that I live with. Another thing that I've learned this week is to be intentional with my rest. Don't quit too soon. Master on one action at a time. And I feel like this is so crucial in so many ways, because when you're effective in one action, say you're wanting to get up at 4 a.m. every single day, which I've been trying to do the last few days. And this morning, I wasn't able to accomplish that just because I stayed up later the night before, and I know I shouldn't do that. Another thing is to drill down, like, what you're trying to get across to people, and understand that it's a process. And so I'm really going to try and dial that in the next few days. Follow-up systems, having a follow-up system in my business is going to be really crucial. And embracing the hurt box. So everyone that is struggling with me in this group, and understanding that it's not easy, and it's going to take a lot of time and dedication and a lot of content and coming up with your own content. But don't ever break your promises. Make sure to keep your promises to yourself, number one. And the thing that is going to separate you is your word is your brand or your bond. So make sure that you are fully authentic and understanding this, and your true character is who you are when no one else is looking. These are just a few things that I've written down. I've been trying to really focus in and dial in everything, and it's been really it's been really hard. But at the same time, I feel like I'm getting somewhere, and I need to understand that it's a process, and it doesn't come overnight, and that I am doing the best to my abilities with the time that I have. And my time is very, very limited, and it's short-lived. So, and it's my responsibility for my rest. There's just a whole lot of things that I'm trying to understand with creating my own business. And I know it's going to take a lot of time, but this week has just been, it's been good, but I'm still trying to get everything accomplished that I'm needing to. Like, I haven't done dishes for the past, like, 5 days. And that's just being real. And I haven't cleaned for 3 weeks. And I mean, I pick up, but I don't really, I haven't deep cleaned in a while. And so I'm needing to do that. But just remember to stay on top of your game. Don't lose focus. If you fail at something, to understand that you are human and that it's not going to be perfect every single time, and that you are going to make mistakes, and you have to understand what that those mistakes are going to make you stronger because you're going through them. So I love you guys so much, and just know that I am really working hard right now. It's really taxing on my mind with my work and with trying to create my own things in my own life for myself. And we'll just leave it at that. So hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you guys next week.